This morning, I would like to share a Thanksgiving story, not one about turkey or Friday sales, but rather a story that I think exhibits the true meaning of the holiday, that of extending thanks and gratitude and friendship. I had the opportunity to read the story of Rabbi Mauricio Balter, a Masorti rabbi in Beersheba, who spoke about his experience last week as he heard the siren go off in Beersheba and dealt with the following situation. You see, he was coming back from visiting his mother at a rehabilitation center, and he found himself in the middle of a major intersection. And as he heard the siren, he knew in his heart and his mind he must take cover. But where should he go? On one corner, there were two gas stations. Of course, that's not a good place for cover. On another corner, he saw the construction of a mall. Again, not a great place. The next corner, he saw a playground. There was nowhere for him to hide. And finally, the fourth corner, he saw a building far in the distance with a high fence. There was no way that he would be able to reach safety in time. And so all of a sudden, a huge truck pulled up to the intersection, and the truck driver got out of the truck. And immediately, the truck driver motioned to Mauricio to come take cover in between the two huge tires of the truck. And without thinking, Mauricio followed and stood next to the truck driver. Again, they heard the sirens, and the truck driver looked at Mauricio and said, "What's your name?" He said, "I'm Mauricio. What's your name?" He said, "My name's Penny." And they started to exchange pleasantries, learned about each other's lives, and realized they were neighbors. Now that within itself is a beautiful story. But what happened the next day, I think, is the message of Thanksgiving. You see, Penny had learned that Mauricio's daughter was in her advanced stages of pregnancy. And so knowing that it might be difficult for his daughter to go out and prepare for Shabbat, Penny brought a challah to give to his daughter so that she could rest and celebrate Shabbat in a peaceful way. I think that's the message of Thanksgiving. On the day of Thanksgiving, we speak about gratitude and thanks and blessing. And as well, in terms of a time of crisis, we're quick to act. But the message of Thanksgiving, when we know we've instilled in our hearts the feelings of gratitude, the feelings of friendship, that takes place the day after. In the Talmud, Rabbi Chiya advises his wife, whenever a beggar comes to our doors, be quick to give him food so that just in case our children are in the same situation, someone else will give them food as well. And his wife says, no, you're putting a curse on our children. You're saying that our children will become beggars. Rabbi Chiya says, that's not it at all. There is a wheel that revolves this world. I believe that the wheel that Rabbi Chiya was speaking about is the wheel of gratitude. When we feel blessed, we should offer blessing. When we feel thankful, we should offer thanks. On this Shabbat after Thanksgiving, may we each partake in the wheel of gratitude, the wheel that revolves this world. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.